Hello, everybody. How are you doing? I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing really, really good. I've just beaten loads of pee. Yeah. I've finally beaten Lies of P. Story goes back a while. I'm your host, Matthew, by the way. I know this is not the normal way we start off episodes, but this is a very different episode. Boy, have I been on a journey with this game. And a very mental journey. I don't mean mental in the way of crazy, although that could apply in the situation as well, but mental in the way of my mental fight with this game, particularly the last boss. So, for those of you that don't know much about me, I do have mental health issues, do have self-esteem issues at times, do have the whole problem with, you know, believing in myself and all that sort of thing. So that doesn't always combine particularly well with a Soulsborne type of game. As you might imagine, you know, difficult bosses, learning patterns, parries, dodges, not getting greedy, healing yourself, you know, all those sorts of things that you've ever seen in any of those games. And it's funny because none of those games particularly ever specifically appealed to me anyway. I was never directly interested in Dark Souls. I've played all of about an hour of one of the Dark Souls games, just didn't interest me at all. And not didn't interest me in the way of, I didn't think the game, the format of, like, okay, difficult world, lesser checkpoints, you know, that sort of thing. And the whole leveling up stuff. Not in the way of that, but you look at most of these games and there's nothing about most of them really that I sort of wanted to play any of them. Give Bloodborne a fair shot. Bloodborne's pretty good. But there was the game itself didn't grab me. Same with Dark Souls. Sekiro I gave a good go to, but kind of just lost interest. And I'm talking genuinely about, like, who you play as, the world, the story, because I've got to be, if I'm going to play a difficult game like this, I've got to be interested in what's actually in it rather than just the challenge. And then I believe it was about September 2023, so 2 years ago, a little game came along called Lies of P. And I remember the demo came along. I remember trying the demo, being impressed. And then I remember actually playing the game. I remember it was on Game Pass at one point, might still be. Tried it out on Game Pass, really, really enjoyed it. Eventually went and bought the game, continued it, and there was, out of, like, all of these games, so if you want to talk about Demon's Souls I think is really, really, really good. Again, kind of just slipped away from that. Dark Souls, Bloodborne, Sekiro, never really kind of tried Elden Ring, but was never really interested. Nothing about any of those games really sort of, okay, sure, could I do the challenge, all this sort of thing. Anyone could, if they, you know, tried it hard enough, and, you know, got the rhythm of stuff, and, you know, got the muscle memory, but I didn't have the want to play or attempt to finish any of those games, because none of them really interested me. But then this little game came around about this little puppet, and this interesting world, and, like, morality stuff, choices, the combat system was great, but even more so than what's in this world and the story and, like, the puppet frenzy idea. And I love that kind of stuff. So that was kind of what pulled me into actually playing it in the first place. Is something within the first couple of hours. I remember when I played the Slice via Game Pass. And something about the game just felt more approachable. I felt like I was defeating enemies at a good rate. I was also getting punished at a good rate. And bosses were decent at a good rate. I liked all the gameplay aspects. I really liked the world and the characters, and figuring out, like, okay, this version of Pinocchio, what's that all about, and the lying system, and it pulled me right in. And, you know, I had some trouble with some bosses along the way. I remember the first, I think there's really three bosses that gave me more trouble. All of the others, really, I'm not going to say I beat them easily, because I definitely didn't, but didn't feel as daunting in a certain way. These are very mental games as well. Not a lot of people talk about that, which I'm going to get onto my side of that in a minute. I remember the flame boss in world level 3, whatever. I remember that gave me some trouble. Again, it's about finding the rhythm, the timing, the muscle memory. And because a boss can't do something that they're not programmed to do. It's not like a boss is going to suddenly randomly do a new move that they can't do, right? So it's about, as cliche as it is to say, it's about learning those things, learning what each boss is weak to, and, you know, using those things against it, and timing and whatnot, and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I remember kind of going through, you know, chapter 1, chapter 2, getting a little bit stumped on chapter 3, and I was like, hey, I'm kind of making my way in this game. Kind of doing all right. I'm enjoying myself. Again, challenging. Was dying now and again, and other sorts of things. And then again, was mostly fine until remember the Archbishop did give me a bit of trouble. I believe that was in Chapter 5. That was right before you unlock the Malum District as well, which is where you get the unlockable or the unlimited purchasable throwables, which really, really is a big checkpoint. So beat the Archbishop. That was, again, pretty challenging, but I got past it in the end. Then I specifically remember Spider-Man 2 was coming out, and came across the, what's it called, the swamp boss, and I was genuinely stuck on that boss for an entire week. Did genuinely almost consider giving up, because I just, these games can wear you down as well. So that kind of happened. Eventually got through that, and I remember I used that as like a breakpoint. It's like, right, I got this boss out of the way, it's a good checkpoint, go and play something else, go and take a break, go and play Spider-Man 2. I remember that happening. And then probably got back to it the next year in 2024. And then, what was it? It's interesting, actually, because the final three bosses, Luxaxia, Simon Manus, and Nameless Puppet, we'll get onto Nameless Puppet in a minute, I actually didn't remember having a terrible amount of trouble on Luxaxia or Simon Manus. They were trouble. I died against them. They were tricky, but yeah, it was an interesting one. But yeah, kept going through, got the Walker of Illusion boss, and then I remember scraping by because of resources, the Corrupted Parade Master. Anyway, kept going through the game. Again, trials and tribulations, all that sort of thing. And then realised, like, I'm actually getting close to the end of this game. Like, am I going to actually finish a Soulsborne game? Me? And then, I did in, I remember one weekend, getting past Simon Manus and Luxaxia. Again, not easy by any stretch, but you find your methods, you find your ways, and yes, you use throwables. I know there's a big stigma around using throwables. There are a weapon you can use in the game, so you might as well use them. So there was that all happened. And then, of course, the heart started beating a bit faster. You beat Simon Manus. You've only got one more boss left. Just one more boss. Just go down the elevator, kill the last boss, and do this thing that you've been questioning if you can do for up to a year at that point. Again, there was breakpoints, so, you know, whatever. And then, I remember usually when I came across a new boss, it was like, alright, just dabble with them the first couple of tries. If you do get it first try, then great, which some of them you surprisingly do, right, I guess. And then, you know, first couple of tries, I was like, okay, it's a bit difficult, got past phase one. Phase two is a bit crazy, you know, spinning swords and all kinds of crazy Matrix level stuff. And, yeah, I remember there was one night I got home. And I was like, right, got about 2 to 3 hours. Obviously, mentally prepare yourself, think about what you're going to do. A couple of it's funny because there's the section where you go, okay, run after run after run, and there's some where you just get slaughtered near the start, right? And got like halfway through his health bar, second phase. I was like, okay, you're getting somewhere, you know, you're well over halfway through this fight, you've only got half the health bar left. And then kept trying. There was one part where I like messed up with something. I think like his health bar went white and I missed the power attack, whatever you'd call it, and then he killed me. And then I remember saying at the time I didn't give up. I know that I did give up. And I had just reached a particular mental point. I don't even know how I would describe that now, because that feels like that was so long ago. And gave my heart to Geppetto. You get the nasty ending. And didn't feel good about that. I sort of half pretended that I did. I was like, okay, yeah, you saw the credits. But of course, there was also that thing in the back of my mind. You went all that way through the game, went through all those wild trials and tribulations, all through all those bosses, through all those difficult things, and because the game gave you an option to essentially give up, you took the easy way out. And I did. And I didn't feel good, didn't at all feel good about it. I still loved the game, still thought the game was fantastic. And I have genuinely thought about that every single day since it happened. Every single day. Now I'm not going to say I had nightmares about this game, that's a bit too far, but got to a point where I was like, okay, am I actually settled on having this as my ending? And part of me thought that I was. And then kept just like, again, not dreams, not nightmares, but I kept like dreaming and imagining, like, what about if you did kill Nameless Puppet? Obviously, you'd have to go through the whole game again, which was part of the issue. So, what about if you did kill Nameless Puppet? What would it be like if you actually brought his health bar down? This crazy boss that turns out, okay, it's difficult, but it's difficult, I think, because of speed and stuff. What about if you actually did do it, and you get all into the mental head games of like, one day you'll do it. One day you'll do it. You don't know when. And just to rewind back a little bit to some of the more troubled thoughts. I remember when I was having that go for those couple of hours against Nameless Puppet, which isn't even that long to try a boss for, by the way. And of course, there's all the thoughts going through my head like, why do you think you could beat Nameless Puppet? Okay, you can if you press the right buttons at the right time, because that's essentially all you have to do. Excuse me. The boss is going to do this, you should do this when the boss does this, and then when the boss does this, you should attack it. Again, there's a rhythm and a flow and a pattern. It doesn't go off code and start, you know, doing different attacks. And there was just a thing in my own mind of, why do you think you can beat Nameless Puppet? Lots of other people have. You've watched dozens of videos at this point. How do you do it? You know all the tips videos. They've done this, that, and the other. Used this, that, and the other. They can all do it. They're all really, really good at this game. And you know that you're good at this game because you've got to the final boss. So you must be at least good at the game. But why do you think that you're worth beating Nameless Puppet? Why do you think it's worth you getting the good ending and seeing those credits finally, and having that good feeling? Why you? Why do you think you're good enough to do it? You're not good enough to beat Nameless Puppet. You gave up. You gave Geppetto your heart. Or just, you know, just give up. Just press the button. It's an easy way out. It's a way that you can see the credits. Say you've finished the game, in quotes. I mean, yeah, that is an ending of the game, but that's not you beating the game per se, is it? That is a way that you can reach the credits and, you know, finish the game. But there's a bit of a difference there. But yeah, just kept playing that same thing in my head of like, nah, this boss is twirling around all over the place. You've got no idea what you're doing. You can't use a spectre this time. You can't do it. You think that you can do it. But no, you can't do it. And why do you think that you can do it? All those sorts of thoughts running through my head, and then got to that last bit where I should have, I don't know if I did have a shot put for the white bar health. I missed the hit for it. I don't know if I would have done it after that, because there was still a bit of a chunk of his health left on that attempt. But like, yeah, this boss has got two swords, it's twirling around all over the place, you ain't got a clue what you're doing, you're not good enough to do it, you can't do it. Just give Geppetto your heart. It'll be nasty to get the bad ending, but at least you can say you've seen the credits. That's the kind of thing that was rolling around in my head, and where the mental game comes into this game. Lots of other people have, but you can't. No particular actual reason, just you can't because you're not good enough. So I put the game down for a bit after that, moved on, played some other stuff. Again, was on my mind every single day since then, of like, you ran. It's like you fell at the final hurdle. You ran through all the hurdles, beat all these bosses, beat all these creatures, all these things. You fell at the last hurdle, a nameless puppet crossed the finish line before you did. And then while you're on the floor, a nameless puppet has crossed the finish line, Geppetto came along and just pulled your heart out of your chest. And then killed everyone. And, kind of spoiling Lies of P here, I guess, but anyway. And then, yeah, that's your ending. It sucks, but that's the ending that you get, because you can't beat the puppet. Why? You're just not good enough to beat the puppet. It's as simple as that. Put the controller down, walk away, and live with it. And then the brilliant folks at Round 8 / NeoWiz, I think it's NeoWiz, actually made the game, put out an update. Lies of P Overture came out, which I've not touched yet. I've deliberately not watched any footage of, because story and stuff. And added two new difficulty modes. Because again, you can't just, oh yeah, I gave in my heart. You can't just replay the final boss. You have to go through the entire game. Unless you've got a PC setup thing and you load the save that you've got before the thing, before the fight. And then obviously you can go back in and fight it again. And then one day when I had some time, and I've been doing this in complete secret for months. I don't mean months, by the way. Going through the actual game took about 2 weeks. It's just because other stuff came along, other stuff happened, and I had to put the game down at different points. Put the game on the Butterfly's Guidance, and I thought, you know what? I don't have to beat this game or Nameless Puppet on the hardest difficulty. All I want to now do, and all I ever wanted to do, was just get that puppet's health bar down, beat the game, kill the puppet, and then properly see the credits. So no, I did not do it on the hardest difficulty. I did do it on Butterfly's Guidance, which, by the way, is still difficult. I'll talk one day maybe about playing through this game on Butterfly thing, because you can kind of run through some parts of it, but then going through like the game itself, I was already on New Game Plus, so leveling up wasn't a particular concern. It was just make the right dialogue choice things that you did before, and then just get that thing's health bar down to zero and kill him. That was my goal. And then, yeah, it was probably a couple of months ago, I got to Nameless Puppet. Again, I mentioned this anywhere, deliberately not mentioned this anywhere. Got to the puppet, struggled for a bit. It's still a really difficult fight, even on Butterfly thing. But I was like, okay, I got this far. Obviously would never press give heart again, because then I'd have to just go through the whole game again. I was like, okay, no matter how many, then kind of switched my brain a little bit positively, which was nice, which was you get unlimited chances. If you die, you just start outside the arena and you can go back in and just keep trying. The only thing that depletes is your usables and throwables, but then you can grind and get more. There's nothing, apart from my own ability and mindset and whatnot, there's nothing now stopping you from beating this puppet. You just have to do it properly. You don't get a game over, or you're not going to have to do it all over again, as long as you don't press that button. So at some point you're able to do it. And then there was actually a point about 4 weeks into doing that, not 4 weeks straight, but roughly 4 weeks later, where I just kept dying to it over and over again, and I was like, you know what, is this actually worth doing this? Not in a way of giving up, but just, do I need to do this? Who am I doing this for? What am I doing this for? And then had that mindset at the time, and kind of just, okay, just put the game down again, just take another break. Because I kept getting into those runs. You know when you just get slaughtered over and over again for because you just kept missing the runs and stuff. And then today I did it. Yeah. It just I used enough stuff. I blocked enough of his attacks. Still kind of clung on for dear life. I have clipped the moment. I might play it into the mic in a second. You won't really it, just to, so that you can hear it, I suppose. And got really, really, really close yesterday, actually. I tried it late last night and actually got him down to like the last sliver and was like, right, just ran straight back in the arena. Sometimes you just have to do that. I guess in the end, I kind of stopped being. Because, like, you come across a boss like that first time, and it is intimidating. It's like, oh my god, what is this boss doing? And especially Nameless Puppet, because it just jumps all over the place, especially in the second phase. And it's like twirling his swords everywhere, and spinning and shooting stuff at you, and one-shot attacks, and all this kind of crazy stuff. So it is intimidating. But something happened where I stopped being worried, I stopped being nervous, and I don't know, I just overcame Lies of P and myself, and just, I mean, I'll probably be reflecting on this for a long time. This is one of my biggest ever achievements in gaming, certainly. And look, okay. If there's others of you that are masters of this game and you've done New Game Plus 55 and you can do the game blindfolded or without being able to hear or whatever because you can, I don't know, congratulations. You know what? Like, genuinely fair play because it does take a lot to get good at these games. And so if you're like, why are you celebrating finishing it on the lowest difficulty even though it was just the last boss on the lowest difficulty? Why are you celebrating that? It's because I overcame a challenge. But if you're somebody who can do the game, New Game Plus 210, blindfolded, one hand behind your back or something, then fair enough. You've obviously put in the work and put in the effort to do that, and that's fantastic. But that's not my story. That's just not my story. That will never be my story because I'll also never attempt that. I mean, I might load up the game later and just have a little walk around. Like, I won. I did do it. It's weird. The negative brain was like, no, give up, give your heart, and I did. I did do that. I can actually go to sleep today and be like, no, you actually, because this is the first night ever that I've been able to go to sleep and know that I've finally done this boss fight. But the amount of times in certain dreams and certain visions and certain whatever, I would even just be thinking about that arena. What would it be like if you killed Nameless Puppet in that arena? What would it be like if you walked into that arena, and of course the bosses disappear, don't they, when you go back into each spot? What would it be like if you walked into that arena and there was nothing there? Because you won. Because you actually finally did do it. What would that be like? It's a new chapter, I suppose. Yeah, I'll probably be doing a lot of a hell of a lot of reflecting on this and thinking about this and having it. It's not really like fully dawned on me properly yet. I mean, I did this like an hour ago, but yes, it's funny, like towards the end, you know when that thing happens when it's not the last quarter of the health, it's the last like square of the health, and you go right, don't go mad, don't go in there and just get greedy because you'll get killed. And I mean, I can't show you the clip. This is not an audio, but it's not a video podcast. I'll try and load it to our different social media. I don't know which social medias will take a 1 minute clip, but eTalk UK or Entertainment Talk, just look for us on those, and you'll find them there. And in the end, like, tactics went out the window, and it was like, right, anything you've got, just throw, like, you know, kitchen sink kind of stuff, just because this is just, this is not a point of pride and a point of like, oh, I want to finish the boss fight this way. You've been dying to kill this thing for 2 years. It's got one last cube of health left, not a quarter, a little cube of health left, which isn't one hit, it's about three or four, because you know what these games are like. And really look through everything you've got, and just, this isn't a point of like, oh yeah, I skillfully finished it off this way, just kill this thing, heal one more time. Thankfully I did heal, I think, right at the end. And it's interesting because he went to do another twirling attack. This was like the last bit that I did. He went to do another twirling attack. I threw a shot put at him, not because of the white health, just because it was like, just throw everything. Through the shot put, it actually distracted him. Well, not distracted him. You know the state that enemies can go into when they're not, it's not the white bar stun, it's when they get stunned, and then he stopped, and I looked at his cube, and I was like, you've still got to play this, right? I had about half of my health left, roughly, and I was like, I think this is the moment when you finally kill this thing. And I ran up to it, and just, I can't remember if I pressed R2 first, I think I just pressed RB, I was playing on Xbox, sorry, so RB, and just kept jabbing. And he did, right as I went, right before I went to deliver that last strike, I think he was winding up another spin attack, so, and then I just finished it off. And then had just a moment, it was just a moment, I looked at his health bar, it was empty, he stopped attacking, and I wasn't sure how, what I was going to, like, okay, how am I going to actually react when I finally do this? Am I going to cheer? Am I going to scream? And I can't remember what I did with my controller, but I swear I put both my hands over my mouth and just, I was just in shock that you've actually taken his health bar down to zero. And of course, this one's a bit different because it doesn't do, when you kill the boss in this game, it's like something slayed or something. There's this thing that comes out of the screen. Because it's sort of, the game pauses itself, goes into a cutscene, and then obviously you kind of kill him in the cutscene. So the game like pauses itself for a second as it loads that bit, but Nameless Puppet is just standing there dead, kind of. And its health bar's at zero. And then, like, I saw the health bar at zero. I was like, nah, I'll probably go hit him one more time. I just kept hit. I don't know how much stamina I had left or anything. I just kept hitting him. And then the game kind of just stopped and paused. And I knew in my mind what had happened. I knew that, like, okay, this is the cutscene loading. And then I don't think it was until it cuts from that until the cutscene loaded. And I was like, you've actually done it. And didn't cheer. I just kind of stood there in shock. Yeah. Yeah, I just stood there in shock. And I was watching the cutscene play out. And then that kind of happens, and then the actual credits came up. And of course, I've seen the credits before. But this time it was because I killed him. And the health bar was finally... Not my health bar this time. Not mine this time. You can kill me as many times as you want. I've only got to get you once. But I'd finally done it. Didn't necessarily even plan on doing this today. I just did it on a bit of a whim, I suppose. That's my Lies of Peace story, and I'm very, 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 very happy with it. Let me just get... again, you won't, like, hear me cheering or anything particularly like that. Yeah, because I clipped it. I almost thought my Xbox didn't clip the thing. But Where is it? Okay, all you're going to hear is the game sounds, but whatever. I just want to kind of share the moment, I suppose. Hopefully this isn't too loud. There you go. Just to let me hang on a sec. I'll mute it because I don't need the sound for this part. Let's skip to near the end. Just replay what happened. So he had a quarter left. Oh, no, this is when he's got a square left. Sorry, one second. So did that attack. It's a bit where he goes to jump in the air. Let me rewind a little bit. Where is it? Oh, we did that earlier than I thought. I had like quarter left. He did a jumping spinning attack. Jumped out of the way of that. Did a jumping kind of swiping attack. Then goes to wind up an attack. I hit him with a shot put, stunned him. He just goes to come back and attack me, and I finished him off. And I was just smashing off at that point. All right. Well, there we go. I overcame Lies of P and myself. I'm sure I'll be watching that many more times. I'll be sharing it on our social media stuff. Whew. I finally did do it. Finally. Wow. Right. Anyway, that's my Lies of P story. You can let me know what you think of my story, the game, if you've played it, if you haven't played it, whatever else. MatthewAtEntertainmentTalk.org. Social media, like I said, is either eTalkie Care Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. I'm not going to do the full outro here, but you can find us on EntertainmentTalk.org, podcast about films and entertainment talk for TV, games, films, main night podcast. Yeah. Anyway, get in touch, let me know what you think, and there we go. All right, thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.